Hey everybody, Andy Cavernan here with another Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional. When I was in seminary, I had a professor that I really liked. I learned a ton from him. He was a personable guy. He was a great teacher. He shared a lot of things from his own personal experience and just a really approachable guy in so many ways. But I remember being in his class and talking with him a couple times and always being a little bit anxious when I was talking with him. And I reflect, why that is. There probably couldn't be a more personable academic in the whole seminary than this professor, but I was still anxious about it. Why was that? Well, I've always had a sense of maybe anxiety might be the word, maybe reverence for those in a position of authority or a position of status. And I remember as a young person getting kind of clammed up around people that were popular or that were celebrity or this kind of a thing. And I can think of a handful of instances throughout my life where that's been the case. And that's just my natural inclination to sort of get a little bit nervous around somebody who holds a position like what my professor held and still does, actually. Now, is that good? Is that bad? Well, I don't know, but it makes me think in terms of our relationship with God. For some of us, when we think about God, we get a little bit anxious. You know, we get a little bit nervous that God is holy, that God is righteous, that God is transcendent is a word that we use, that he's otherworldly. And it causes us to pause a little bit and maybe to have a little bit of fear and maybe even anxiety when we approach God. For others of us, we're brought up to knowing that God is with us, that God is our Father. And we just kind of nestle right in, and we have no problem talking to God and being relaxed around him. And maybe even some would accuse us of being irreverent around God. What's the right approach? Well, I want to bring you to two passages today for the connection, one in the Old Testament, one in the New Testament, that might just add a sense of depth to how we think about approaching and enjoying our relationship with God. And the first passage comes from the book of Numbers. And of course, this is part of the Pentateuch, the five books of Moses. And this is part of God's law given to the people. And in Numbers, there's some narrative passages, some descriptions of how God functioned with his people during the days of Moses. And here at the end of Numbers chapter 7, verses 89 and following, it says, "When Moses entered the tent of meeting to speak with the Lord, he heard the voice," is the voice of God, "speaking to him from between the two cherubim above the atonement cover on the Ark of the Covenant Law. In this way, the Lord spoke to him." Here's a scenario by which the people are hearing from God, but they're not hearing it from him directly. They're hearing from him through a mediator, through Moses. And Moses goes into the tent of meeting. Moses goes into that holiest of places where the Ark of the Covenant resides. And there, God's glory rests above the mercy seat between the two wings of the cherubim. And there, God speaks with Moses. And when God speaks with Moses, the intent is that Moses would bring God's word out to the people. The people are somewhat removed from God. Why is that? Well, it's to emphasize God's holiness. And that's a key part of what God is doing in the Old Testament. He's emphasizing his glory. And God wants us to know he is set apart. He is otherworldly. He's not us. He's different. He's better. He's stronger. He's more powerful. He's more knowing. He's all-knowing, in fact. And all of these things, the Old Testament emphasizes God's transcendence. But then what happens in the New Testament? What happens in light of the gospel, the good news of Jesus Christ? Well, we flip ahead to Matthew chapter 27, and we look in verse 51. And this is the moment in which Jesus gives his life as a ransom for you and for me. And one of the things that happens is this, verse 51. It says, "At that moment, the curtain of the temple was torn in two from top to bottom. And the earth shook, and the rocks split, and the tombs broke open, and the bodies of many holy people who had died were raised to life." There's a lot going on in there, but what happens primarily, or what do I want to emphasize here today? That curtain that separated the people from God's holiness, that curtain that required a mediator to go into the Holy of Holies, to mediate between God and men, there it was, Moses in the book of Numbers, now gets torn in two. Why is that? Well, it's because Jesus functioned as the mediator, the once and for all mediator. And through Jesus' sacrifice, through Jesus' submission of himself to the Father's will, such that he would die for your and my sins, Jesus went into the Holy of Holies, did what was necessary there, so that curtain would be torn. So what? so that we would have access to the holy God of the universe, that the God who is transcendent becomes immanent to us. He avails himself to us. He allows us to enter into his presence without veiled faces, that God brings himself to us and us to him. And I love that. And so who's right in how we think about God? Should we revere him with hushed tones and get on our faces in reverence? Well, yeah. But can we also run into his arms like the God who says, "Suffer the children to come unto me"? Can we experience him as our father, as one who is close, as our friend even, Scripture describes? Well, yeah, because of what Jesus did for us at the cross. Friends, be aware of God's transcendence today. Yes, he is other, but also be aware of his immanence. Yes, he is close, and he loves you, and he delights in receiving you because of what Jesus has done for you and for me. And so let's enjoy our transcendent, our immanent God together today. God bless you, friends, and Lord willing, we'll see you again on the Cornerstone Connection Daily Devotional.